Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Getting you started on this Taco Tuesday. Jumpstart your day. Put your feet on the floor. What's going on, gentlemen?
Not a whole hell of a lot. Tuesday morning, nice and cold out there.
Ed Norris, nice Rob day. Long, Jeremy Kahn. Yeah, you know what? I think I've been conditioned to where when I get up in this mid-40s, mm-hmm. I'm not cold yet. Like, I just have on my vest.
Yeah,
I don't get cold until it drops low 40s, below 40. And as long as I know the high is not 45, maybe that's what it is. When the high is 45... I got a problem.
That sometimes means it's 25 in the morning or something. Right.
I was saying to my wife, like, you know, I don't mind cold weather, but it's starting to, like, catch up to me where, and I think part of it is stopping, like, playing sports, like football outside and playing in the cold weather where I'd wear shorts and t-shirts. Yeah. Like, I've been a homebody so much that I'm not used to it anymore. So I was sitting at home the other day. I'm like, damn, it's freezing in here. And she's like, you've never complained. This is the temp you always like it. Like, everything's changing.
You become domesticated. You're a house pet now.
That's okay. As long as I get fed every day. Don't forget to feed me.
Get your belly rubbed.
Just double rub. Yeah.
Ain't no sandwich when she's gone. Sorry. Anyway, just feed me, baby.
That's all you want, huh?
I mean, the belly rubs are nice, too. Don't get me wrong.
You guys see Walt Weiss got the Braves job?
Yeah. Where everybody in Atlanta is like, what's that?
He's been a bench coach for like the last, 8 years?
And you had to wait this long to name him then? Is that like, guys, here's our options. Let's just go with Walt.
Here I am. He was a manager with the Rockies before, right?
Was it the Rockies? He was out west.
There it is, right there. Yep. 13-16, Rockies. He lost almost 100 games under 500.
Can you blame him for that, though? It's the Rockies. Is that the weirdest thing in sports that we have? Like in our professional, major league, NFL, you know, baseball, NFL, basketball, and hockey. That we have one stadium that's different than every other stadium when you play at it. I don't think there's another venue like it where there's an advantage to the hitters and it dings the pitchers as much as this.
Oh, Colorado?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hard to get in a rhythm out there if you're a starting pitcher. Like, that's why no starting pitchers sign with them unless they just overpay them like ridiculously.
We complain here in Baltimore about not winning championships, but some organizations like Colorado, how are you if you're living out in Denver? How are you a Rockies fan?
It's tough. It's got to be tough for them out there. I mean, they love their Broncos and what the Avalanche are big now. I mean, I think they would love their baseball team to be good. Denver has a good sports, you know, community there, but the baseball team sucks every year.
In 4 years, he was almost 100 under 500. Your response was, well, can you blame him, Mr. Rockies? Then that's that mindset.
I only say that about two teams.
Rockies and?
Pirates.
Why? Because they don't spend?
Yeah, the Pirates' biggest free agent contract was Ivan Nova, 2 years, $13 million. That's their last.
Yeah.
In the past, 12 years, that's the biggest contract they've signed somebody to.
What are they going to do with
Skeens? They're going to trade him. Yeah. They're what everybody says a lot of these other teams are. They're a farm team for all the other big dogs.
They're going to sell some tickets right now, as many tickets as they can.
They're going to sell some. They're going to get people to show up and get the bobbleheads and all that nonsense and the T-shirt night.
But then he's gone. What if like some of the Pirates fans already said, "Man, I'm not buying into that. You ain't going to be here."
What if they offered him like more money than anyone else to stay in Pittsburgh? Could you still fault him for leaving? Because I would leave.
No, because nobody's going to be around him. That's what Manny was upset with. Oof. Manny didn't feel like, what are you going to put around me? Mm.
Just rough.
Yeah, it is rough. So rough. Judge or Raleigh? Who wins the MVP? Who wins it?
Well, Raleigh's going to win it, but Judge should.
Okay.
You think Raleigh's going to win?
Yeah. Because it just reading these voters, they want something different. They want, like, this is seeing a switch hitting catcher hit this many home runs, play this many games is so impressive. There's 100%. Aaron Judge had a better season. He didn't hit as many home runs, but across the board, he's better than him in every statistical category. I mean, that's the guy I'd give it to. You know, the one that's
so you would vote for Judge?
Yes. Without not even a question.
I would vote for Rowley.
And you would be wrong, like the rest of these people, but that's okay.
Because I think doing that as a catcher is really, really significant.
It's very significant to me.
Not because I want to see something different.
Is there an anti-Yankee bias?
I don't know that there's an anti-Yankee bias from the media, from the people that are voting on this.
No, I think you're right. They want to see something different. That's not why I will vote for Cal Raleigh, though. I will vote for Cal Raleigh because doing that as a switch-hitting catcher is something that should be...
Yeah, you should get runner-up in the MVP race because the other guy was better. Mm. He just was. He missed a period of time and he was better. Mm. What Aaron Judge did this year...
It's
like,
phenomenal. It's phenomenal. What Cal Raleigh did is phenomenaler.
No. No. Nope. Mm-mm. No. So no.
Is Shohei a unanimous decision in the National League?
Yeah, it should be.
He should be. That should be unanimous.
You know what they need to do? It's what I said before. As soon as he wins the MVP, just call it the Shohei Ohtani MVP award and give it to someone else. Because there's nobody in baseball that can do what he do if he stays healthy. That's what I'm going
to
say.
I want him to stay healthy next year and win both. And not just win both because he's MVP. a great pitcher. You know, like Clayton Kershaw won it just because he was that good on the mound.
But Shohei,
I want him to win it because he won 15 games on the mound. With an ERA of sub 2.5.
See, I thought you were going the other route with it. He's so good, he should win the AL MVP and the NL MVP. I want him to win both. All right, we're talking.
I'm talking 15 wins, sub 2.5 ERA, 45 bombs plus, 35 stolen bases plus. He legitimately won MVP in Cy Young. I want to see that. Mm. I told you, man. I want to see him do things that nobody else could ever duplicate. I want to be able to say, I saw that.
I never want to see him win again as long as he's on the Dodgers.
I don't care, man.
I just don't.
I want history.
It's bad for sports.
I want to win about five.
What's bad for sports?
This no salary cap nonsense and one team spending all the money. And it's just like, they can't see it because, hey, baseball had just some of the highest ratings for the World Series. Baseball ratings for the World Series Game 7 were like, what, three times as high as the NBA Game 7? It makes sense to me when you look at the markets of the teams and what's going on, but this was the best baseball playoffs I've ever watched.
They sure were. Seriously.
I don't think it's recency bias.
People told me this Game 7 is the best ever.
Yeah.
I have people saying, comparing World Series, the one with the Yankees, Arizona Diamondbacks, and then 91, which was the Twins and Braves. And
so that's a Rivera blown save against Luis Gonzalez. The duck snort off the end of the bat.
What's that?
Arizona knocking off the Yankees.
And as they were debating, I stopped. I leaned in, I said, listen, you could debate World Series for World Series. But what you can't debate is playoff for playoffs. From the first pitch of the playoffs to the last one, this was the best playoff that I can remember.
Playoff?
Probably, Jeremy, you could argue any sport.
Yeah.
Recently, this is the best. This was the best playoffs from beginning to the end of any sport recently.
I'm trying to think, but nothing's happening. Oh no, I'm thinking if there was a football playoffs, because there were a couple that had these just amazing games, but I still don't think that's we're talking about series. In a series, the best team should win. It doesn't always happen, but yeah,
there's more drama in series.
Yeah, because look, you're both playing in an elimination game when there's only one game.
Yep.
When you get to, like, think about this. The Dodgers got down 3-2, and then you have this, the situation where they win in L.A., and Toronto's like, we just got to win one to send it back. Then they win two and send it back, and it still doesn't matter.
The Dodgers went down 3-2 because they lost two at home, only to go on the road and win two on the road.
Yeah, and you had one of the best pitching performances we'd ever see in postseason history in Yamamoto. You had one of the best player performances in Shohei Ohtani. And the 9-hole hitter saves the day.
Dan Quinn takes responsibility. We'll talk about that at 6:45. But on the other side, Craig Albernaz will be introduced as the Orioles manager today at the warehouse. What are you hoping to hear from the new skipper? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore Orioles have a new skipper, and he will be introduced to the media and to Birdland today at the warehouse. Ed Norris, what do you want to hear from the new manager?
His Boston accent.
Okay.
More than anything
else.
All
right, guy.
That's what I don't want to hear.
I don't see how that goes over here. Just make fun of New Yorkers. You got another thing coming now.
Oh, now we know the real reason. You think now you'll become number two. That's the real reason.
Yes. No. I just want to hear what he's going to say. What, you know, his vision. I don't think he's going to say much. His first day, introduce himself. But I guarantee you'll hear things like, happy to be with this the organization with this proud history and da 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 and all that stuff, and you won't hear too much. I don't believe.
Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be kind of the same old, same old. I am excited, though, because the one thing that I know you've pointed out, I've talked about it, that when you hear other guys around the league talk about him, they say he gets the most out of his players. His players respect him. They like him. Everything he asks you to do, that he's going to follow up and do himself. It sounds like he's the perfect hire from all of these writers, baseball people alike. Like, man, I can't believe you guys got him. And hearing Guardians fans talk about losing him, and then you hear Braves fans talk about getting Walt Weiss, and you're like, yeah, I think we did all right. I think we did okay.
Yeah, Braves fans are like, man.
He's been on our bench. Why don't you just hire him at the end of the year then? He's just been sitting there. That's what you're going
to
go with.
Yeah, I want to hear, you know, we're going to hear how happy he is to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to hear some semblance of a plan, because managers always and new coaches always tell you that from day one. You know, what exactly are your strengths? Are you more analytical guy? Are you a combination of the two? Whose philosophy do you share? You know, you're going to hear that because he's going to be asked that.
Yes.
So I do want to know. I want to know what's, you know, kind of like, where are you leaning? You know, are you all in on the analytics, or do you use analytics as terms of just support? You got to use them.
I know what the answer should be if he wants to stay here.
Well, I kind of think I know what the answer is. The reason why he got the job.
Yeah,
I think he's the all in type of guy.
I would assume he has to be to align with the thinking of this organization.
I'm anxious to get it started because it's new. I think my anxiety is higher with him than it was with Hyde, because Hyde came in and an announced rebuild. This team is beyond that
now. Oh.
This is now get back to where you were a couple of years ago, or last year, 2024, yeah. 2023, 2022 as well, winning baseball. So my anxiety for Craig Albernaz is a little bit higher than it was for Hyde.
Oh, more is expected. We all know we're going through a rebuild under Hyde, and the hardest part of a rebuild is going through the rebuild because it sucks. What is this, year seven now for this crew?
Eight.
Is it eight?
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez, it was. Anyway.
Yeah, 26 will be eight.
Gosh. All right. Eight.
But 4 or 5 of those years in a rebuild, though. Yeah. Depending on how you want to look at
it,
though.
But we're out of it. Now a lot's expected. Mm-hmm. Last year was not acceptable. I mean, you get a pass because of injuries, but 26. Sarasota 26. Let's see what happens. I'm really curious. I'm really, really looking forward to next season.
Oh, yeah. I've already looked at the end of the basketball season for the state playoffs.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, I'm anticipating going to, and right after that normally ends on like a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'm flying out Thursday.
What month? February or March?
March. Yeah. That ends Wednesday, you know, and I'm flying out Thursday.
Yep.
Thursday morning.
Good. Get out of here.
Why are you so grumpy?
What are you talking about? I just wanted to add something in. You guys were having a conversation.
So
I just
grumpy.
Wanted to be part
you're like
of it.
A grumpy old man.
Well, hey.
So I saw a meme the other day. Grumpy old men used to be a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's training.
Yeah. That's how it is.
Now,
Gustafson, you head.
That was a great movie, man. I'm serious. What was the movie where he played the president and he had his own version of Hail to the Chief?
Walter Matthau or?
No, the other old guy.
Jack Lemmon?
Yeah. When he was the president.
He was?
In the movie. I thought he was.
I don't remember.
I'll look it up.
I don't remember him. I don't remember that one.
I think they were former presidents.
But Grumpy Old Men, it also had.
Who else was in that? It was those
Mickey
two.
Mickey from Rocky is the guy's dad.
Burgess Meredith?
Yeah.
Burgess Meredith.
And he's the penguin.
Yeah.
He's talking about getting laid all the time. He's like the oldest guy. Like, he's 100 years old. He's just talking about getting laid. So it just shows you. I know what I got to look forward to.
My fellow Americans. Jack Lemmon and James Garner.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's watching all them white movies. I guess
they're most of the movies. What you want me to do?
Not anymore.
Come on. Blackula. Those are all black exploitation films. Yeah, exactly.
We just lost the commercials.
You watch
Jackie Brown.
You watching all those white movies.
Foxy Brown.
The movie was out in 1996. That was the white movie era. All I had was Boomerang back then.
Yep. Oh, man.
410-583-1057. That's the number.
By the way, Grumpy Old Men 2, when they did the second one, that's the first time that I realized that I saw Sophia Loren and I went, oh, my, who's she? And then I'm learning, like, yeah, you should have seen her 40 years ago.
Yeah. And Margaret was in the first one.
She was in the second one, too.
She was?
Yeah. Because I think the one, she had fallen in love with Jack Lemmon, and then they were doing like, she was trying to decide which guy she was going to date, and eventually I think it became Jack Lemmon.
Sophia Loren was, oof.
Let's not forget about Raquel Welch now.
Nope, can't.
Did you see the movie Cocoon?
No,
I didn't see it. Original? The main girl in that was Raquel Welch's daughter.
Really?
Yep. And also,
Shawnee was her name.
Something Welch, wasn't it?
I stab you with this pen, I swear to God.
What's Ed's son's name? Something Norris. Your son's a something con, and but the best mine part is something
that,
long.
The best part of that is Wilford Brimley in that movie's like 40.
I know.
Like, what? No.
I still find that hard to believe, but it's true.
What's messed up is I got the Wilford Brimley disease and then not diabetes.
I know. I was right. It's Tawny Welch.
Yeah.
I said Tawny.
I said Welch.
Did she do anything after that?
I think that was her big movie. She was in another,
So she wasn't as legendary as Mom.
No.
No.
She was beautiful, but she wasn't legendary as Mom. Mom was something else.
Yeah, Mom was a smoke show, no doubt. She played in the movie with Jim Brown.
Yeah.
That was the first interracial kiss, I think, in the movies.
It messed Jim Brown up so much he retired from football.
Hey, put Mom on the phone. Yeah, I ain't coming back no more.
Put Arm O'Dell on the phone.
Yeah. I'm still filming this movie. Y'all go ahead without me.
Well, Jim, we're watching the movie. Yeah, well, I'm still filming.
Hey, by the way, if we're just going to talk about older women that are beautiful, we have to say Helen Mirren. I just got to bring it up.
Oh, you go.
Because Ed talks about being in Caligula all the time or whatever.
We got to throw a shout out for Pam Grier.
Yeah. That was Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown, baby. Come on now. Come on now. Shovels at 7 o'clock, but we're going to take a commercial break because we need a moment. Yeah. On the other side, Ravens trade for Draymond Jones. Did you like the move? You hope they make one more move before 4 o'clock today. We're talking Ravens trade up next on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. On this Taco Tuesday, think I might go get me a couple of them today.
Tacos.
Love tacos, man.
Are you guys both, you like hard tacos, right?
Yes.
You like soft, but you probably do corn, don't you, over flour?
Yeah. Why are you making that face?
I don't like the corn ones.
I do hard corn.
I mean, I'll eat them, don't get me wrong. Like, am I not eating them? Of course I'm eating them, but I prefer the flour. By the way, the weird thing after having my throat surgery is that I can't handle spicy food. Yeah. You know
I know the real thing.
I can't handle spicy food anymore, and it's driving me insane.
The gag reflex is gone.
I didn't have one. Hey, that's not what they were working on. No, but look, it is weird to try to eat something now that's that I would never consider even spicy. And I'm like, damn, what's really? In that? Yeah, I can't. Turned into such a bitch.
No, I think you just realize it.
It's like
when you get older, you find out who you really are.
When music becomes noise, you're like, I'm an old man now. Have I always been a bitch? Yes.
Draymond Jones is headed to Baltimore. Ravens have not confirmed it, but Jones did. He said the NFL is crazy. He went on to say Cam Ward's going to be a beast. Just let it marinate for a little while. But he said he's also looking forward to coming to the Ravens. He has 4.5 sacks so far this year. His career high came back in 2020 with 6.5 sacks. 9 quarterback hits. I'll give you all the other stats that are supposed to mean something. Jeremy, why is this with a player whose career high is 6.5 sacks? Why does this make a difference for the Ravens' pass rush?
Because he instantly becomes their best pass rusher.
Yes. That's why.
I mean, it's a part of it. Like, if Kyle Van Noy kind of gets back to what he was doing. But, again, you get older, it's not like things usually get better. There's a handful of guys that happen, but I think all those guys were involved with steroids. But, yeah, like, you look at a guy coming in. He's having his best season so far. It's new life. You need a pass rusher. I think this was a good move, all things considered, of bringing somebody else in. And I do think that there's an opportunity here in this scheme for him to add to his sack total and maybe be the best pass rusher on the team. And I know that's not what you would have expected at the beginning of the year, but here we are.
And I am of the opinion, just because you're better than what I have doesn't mean you're good enough. I don't know whether he is, but you know that's the third time I've heard since the trade that he's better than what we have. Mm-hmm. Is he good enough?
Well, yes. And I think the reason is because you're not getting Max Crosby. You're not getting Myles Garrett. You're not getting TJ Watt.
What you're willing to give up, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're not getting. First, they're not going to be available, you know, because they're not giving these guys up. And particularly the last two I mentioned, because they're within the division. We're not going to get those guys. You might get a Max Crosby if you know, they decide, well, we got going nowhere and they're in, you know, another division. But I think you take what you can get, and he's better than what we have.
That doesn't tell me you're better. They're good enough. If I have a quarterback that's not good, then I go out and get Jameis Winston because he's better than him. Because
he's gooder.
Jameis Winston's still not going to win games for me. He's just better than the guy that I had before.
Oh, he's going to win some games for you, but he's also going to win some games for the other team. That's what he's going to do.
So that's kind of what I'm saying.
He's confused about stat padding.
Yeah,
it's not supposed to be for them.
Hey, I threw another touchdown. No, that was a pick six, buddy. You don't get the TD.
Somebody scored. Again, I'm not saying that he's not. I just, if I'm looking at what he's done in the past, I'm trying to figure out why I'm excited over this. 5 years ago was his career. No, I'm sorry, I stand corrected. 3 years ago, he duplicated it. 6.5 sacks. But for the most part, he's a 4 to 5 sack guy. I don't know why I'm supposed to get excited about
him. I think he might be Owe. But again, now you got your safety back there as well and adding him, and you gave up essentially, a pick that could become a fifth? You know, this is kind of how the Ravens have worked before, right? Because when's the last time you remember them giving up a first-round pick for anything outside of going up to get their quarterback again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did that, and I don't think anybody has an issue with that move. But, like, I watched the Eagles over there and Howie Roseman, and I'm not saying every move he makes is right, but
it's
good. But he's attempting to win now. He knows that his window's open. And I think that here in Baltimore, we try to keep the window open for as long as we can. I like the move personally, especially for what you gave up. But at some point, I think you got to start looking at giving up more to get something. And I know we all think about right now where Eric DaCosta has to think about next year and the year after that and so on.
I'm officially waiting to see on the move. I am. And that's probably a cowardly way out, but I'm just being honest with you.
I mean, I was going to call you a coward.
Based on what he's done in his career, I can't get excited. I can't. He's got about 2 or 3 more sacks in him. Based on what he's done. Now, we could say, you can't even call scheme because he played for Denver, he played for San Fran, and this year Tennessee.
I think he's got a better motor than some of the guys on this team have. But the other thing with him, too, is 4.5 sacks that he's got in how many games?
9.
So, you got another 8 games with him. Well, who's to say he couldn't get another 4?
He's got a sack in 4 consecutive games.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's five. Let's hope he keeps it up to 10 straight. I'm rooting for him, but I'm just saying based on what his resume is.
It doesn't sound like a coward like you is rooting for him.
I'm rooting for him. I am. I don't know where to put it.
Joe, could you isolate that for me, please? Rob doesn't know where to put it. That's the one. Yeah. But no, like you're not wrong in what you're saying. Like, you know, you want more.
It's, right.
I'm hungry. Here's something to eat. Feed it's a bag me, of Seymour. Chips. It's a bag of, they ain't gonna feed me. I mean, yeah, it's gonna help. But I just think I'd like to see another move here. And probably on the defensive side, where I know a lot of people would rather see an offensive lineman or someone added, but we'll see if they make a couple more.
What's funny, Wood, how many has he got? Four?
Four and a half.
The names I just mentioned, Max Crosby, TJ Watt, they both have five.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
But let me ask you this. Out of those three, who you think going to get, who would you think have a better chance of getting ended with 10?
You know the answer.
Exactly. Yeah, so, I course. Mean, he has four and a half based on his resume. He ain't getting too many more. They have five based on their resume. They're halfway there. That's the difference.
It is kind of amazing when you look around the league. There are a lot of really, because they focus on that, a lot of premier pass rushers now. They really come to the front. We just haven't had one since Suggs, really.
Suggs, that's it.
You know, we've had some good ones. Zadarius, you know, Judon was good. Yeah. They were good. But we haven't had like that, you know, that Aiden Hutchinson, Miles Garrett kind of guy.
And Draymond Jones is better than what we have. That's not hard to do. Trippy in Baltimore. Hello. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, what's going on? First of all, before I get to the Ravens, man, I think y'all need to check on Rashawn, man. I think he's not doing too good, man. That man called me talking about, yeah, man, I threw $100 on cop in the cover of the spread. I'm going to go ahead and throw all that on the Cowboys money line. Look what happened, man. Hey, Jeremy, man.
Yeah.
See, I was going to take the Cardinals, but messing with Rashawn, man.
Oh, he had you going the wrong way. See, that's what I had somebody ask me last night. They were like, do you like the Cowboys or the over? And I don't like either one of them. I like the Cardinals. Why? I said, you're not going to like this, but 80% of the public is betting on the Cowboys. I'm not going with that because 80% of you don't win all the time. So I faded it completely and took Arizona, and they won it outright.
Yeah.
But look,
they dominated that game, actually.
Back to this D we drafted. We traded for. I mean, I know some people, they mad. I mean, it's better than what we got, man.
But that doesn't mean good enough. Why does everybody keep saying it's not hard to be better than what we had?
Rob, can I finish?
No, but I'm just saying it's not hard to be better than what we had. Trippy, that's not tough.
What we had, though? What we had?
You had nothing.
At this point, I'd rather take Terrell Suggs than Kyle Van Noy. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Trippy, do you understand? You understand you're proving my point. Just because he's better than what we had doesn't mean he's good enough.
And that's what I'm saying. I feel like Eric about to make another move. So I'm looking at, I know some fans not going to like it. I mean, I would love to get the boy from the Jets, though, but if we don't get them, but see, I don't know, because he's another podcaster. I don't know about these podcasters, man.
What you got against podcasters, Trippy?
You know what he got. Come on.
Let me put it like this. Let me just say something real quick, right? Because I wanted to say this last week. Remember when they came out with the report about, they said Harbaugh removed the games. Now, I don't want to get you all an uproar, Bob, but hear me out.
I was wrong.
Hear me out. Fans was calling, he shouldn't do that, this and that. Now, hear me out. As soon as Lamar do it, he's a leader. Now, I'm not saying Lamar's not a leader, but come on now. So I feel like maybe Lamar might be saying next, hey, stay your ass off that podcast, hello? You know what I mean? So,
and so, Trippy, if you were in the front office and you interviewed players for the draft, I got a feeling one of the questions you would ask, would you do a podcast if you got in?
Yep, I would. I'm just being honest with you, but hey. I love the Orioles, the GM. I don't know too much about them, but, hey, hopefully Mike and the other dude make some moves, and then maybe we could do something that the Blue Jays did, man. I don't know, but, hey, great talking to y'all, man. Y'all have a great Tuesday, man.
You too, man. 410-583-1057 is the number, the anti-podcaster for NFL players. Trippy. Shovels at 7 o'clock. Hello. But on the other side, Dan Quinn took responsibility for Jaden Daniels' injury. Oh, man, tough Commanders fans are still upset.
Stop it.
Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. All the talk of the injury with Jaden Daniels has been all over national and local sports talk radio. Dan Quinn took to the podium and took responsibility for it.
Many of you have been asking about the thought process of Jaden being in the game in that situation. And I get that. I've been thinking about it, honestly, nonstop, too. And, you know, for me, the answer is, man, I missed it. But I would, you know, I'll fill you in on my thought process. At the start of the fourth quarter, I guess it was probably like 12 and a half minutes left in the game. And that was going to be the last drive for a couple of guys, Jaden and Zach and Debo and LT. And so we weren't going to have any read run plays, and meaning no carries, you know, for the quarterback on a run. And honestly, man, that's where I missed it. Of course, he could scramble. It's Jaden. It's what he's special at. And that is 100% that's on me.
Ed, you and I were on the same page with this. It's football. These are things that happen. But I started thinking about something yesterday, and I got to pivot. Because the one thing that I failed to take into consideration is Jaden Daniels has been hurt all year.
Yes.
And for that reason, he should have been out of the game. That reason alone. And I didn't take that into consideration when forming my opinion about it previously. And then I started thinking, well, man, he had, what, two or three previous injuries?
Oh, he just came back.
And he didn't. He wasn't a full participant in practice the entire week leading up to this game.
Maybe shouldn't have played.
Well, he was cleared. But
if you're cleared, you can. I'm just going to stick with what I said. If you can play, you can play. People get hurt in this game. You know who else finished the game? Sam Darnold. They were ahead by 26 points. So it's like he should have been yanked. You get your star quarterback.
But again, the only thing that makes me change my opinion on it was that the man had been injured.
I got it.
A couple of times coming into this game. So you have to take care of him a little bit different. And that's the only thing that makes me pivot from it.
Not me. I think he should be drawn and quartered.
The coach?
Yeah. You know, leaving that cat in at the end of the game. And by the way, Sam Darnold being in when they're up 26, he's just handing the damn ball off.
That's what Jaden was doing.
Apparently not, because he took off running. Well, again, like, you guys are absolutely right. Like, this, you get paid to play. I understand all that. My big thing is, as a fan or someone watching a team, that I despise when players get hurt in meaningless spots. And I understand that, like, you know, that's why I said I wouldn't play my superstars in the preseason. I don't care how important people think it is. I'm not playing them. And the same thing in the regular. When a blowout happens, or if I had the division locked up, guess what? We're going to practice our asses off, but we ain't going to be out there playing in a meaningless game where one of my guys can get hurt. So I'm not doing it.
I just think coaches are in a no-win situation. If something like this happens, everyone wants his, you know, he wants to skin him alive. If he took him out with 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter, which is exactly what he mentioned, it wasn't 7, it was 12 when that decision was made. They were going to make it as less. Okay, you pull him out with nearly an entire quarter left, like, oh, they didn't even try, and they just gave up. They raised the white flag. What kind of, this is not football. You got to play. You'd have the other side where it's a tough game. You got to play. Everyone, you got to, you know, be a dog. Play to win. Like, you don't give up. Like, you can't win. You can't.
And that's why Dan Quinn had to apologize.
He had to.
I don't believe that's in his heart.
I don't either.
But he had to step up and own it, because if not, then he's criticized.
It's not my heart. I'm telling you, I feel differently. I believe he did nothing wrong. You cannot predict injuries. If he was cleared to play, then he can play.
Well,
because that could happen in the third drive of the game.
It goes back to the smartest, dumbest thing I've ever said. You're only right when you're right. As a coach in the NFL, people don't care if you made the right call and it didn't work out. You're only right when you're right.
You can make the most outrageous, boneheaded call, you know, 4th and 6 on your own 17. And why would you go for it? But you make it. Oh, what a G. He outsmarted everybody.
But I'll say this, though. I can't think of his name. Who's the Lions coach?
Dan Campbell.
He's different. because he does that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But hold on. So his is a little bit different, though.
It's not, because people were questioning him last year for the first time.
I ain't worried about people. I'm just saying, for him to decide that is when he does it, for me, it's different because that's who he is. Some coaches step outside who they are, okay, and they do it. Dan Campbell's going to do it regardless. He came in doing that.
Dan Campbell,
he's worse than Riverboat Ron.
Dan Campbell goes for it on fourth down, on third down.
That's
what he does. He just keeps going.
So for me, I don't criticize him as much because that's his DNA. You know what I mean? That's just who he is. He gets the pass like Brett Favre did when he threw interception.
He's just a gunslinger.
He's a gunslinger. But stop slinging a gun. Rashawn in Baltimore. What, man? What, Red?
Hey,
we heard we should, you know, be concerned about you right now.
Man, don't listen to Trippy, man. It is what it is, man. You know, that was on him. I ain't telling him to take my betting advice. You know, he could have chose otherwise. But before we get to the Cowboys, right, the Ravens.
No, we're not getting to the Cowboys.
All right, whatever. We can stick with the Ravens then. Man, listen, so I'm going to take this chance to dig on John Harbaugh then.
Yeah.
That Thursday night game, right, coming to the fourth quarter with a 22-point lead. Lamar's coming off that hamstring thing. Like, don't you think halfway through the fourth quarter we should have sat him down?
But like Jeremy said, he's just handing the ball off, though.
Yeah, but, you know, then all of a sudden you take off running. Like Daniel's dead. The next thing you know, his arm is bent all the way.
If you're handing it off, then you're not taking off running. Daniel was dropping back the pass.
A hamstring injury.
They just happen, right?
It just happened.
Yeah.
Right, but anything can happen, man. Somebody fall on top of him. You know how these dirty players, that they hate Lamar anyway.
No, they don't.
And you know how to – well, some of them do.
Opposing players pick Lamar up when they tackle him.
Last game, actually. Yes.
Well, you remember what happened when we played the Commanders or the Redskins years ago, who only now to, you know, put a career-ending injury to RG3. So, you know, somebody might want to be getting some get-back.
That didn't end his career. He played for a few more years after that. I saw him here in Baltimore.
He was never the same, though.
He was never really good. I mean, he had that good stretch his rookie year, and that was it.
Yeah. Hey, but real quick, though, like, people like going to clown – you know, Cowboys and everything last night, but they realized they prepped all week to face Kyler Murray.
That's what it was. Right. What about the offense? What about the offense scoring 17?
Rob, you said we weren't talking Cowboys.
Yeah, good, because he brought it up. What about the offense?
Yeah, man.
What about the offense?
We weren't going to bring it up.
What about the offense scoring 17, Rashawn?
I don't know, man. They just
Jeremy, you know, you're right, man. My bad.
Yeah. I didn't mean him to do that to you, Rashawn. My bad. That's not what I was telling
you. No, but you're right, though. We said no Cowboy talk, and we shouldn't have. We should have stuck to our guns.
I'd rather talk about Roy Rogers than their sorry asses.
Roy Rogers.
Terps Compton recap at 7:15, but on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Oh, there's a good one. I don't know if anybody saw this. All these betting scandals, it's finally penetrated the UFC.
I saw this.
This is really bad. Oh, this is bad.
Including the last fight. Stop, they're facing two of the fights.
Stop.
It's not good.
And the only thing worse than that might be the Oklahoma Kickers pants.
But that's up there.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS 1057 Fan.
Gams.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.